Copper Shores Community Health Foundation is proud to introduce you to Do Good Volunteer of the Month, Dave Saunders. Dave helps set up for the Meals on Wheels congregate site in Chassel every Monday and Wednesday. No matter the weather, Dave is there to make coffee and set the tables. He is a bright ray of sunshine and always has a smile on his face. Meals on Wheels so appreciates his dedication and commitment, as do the seniors that attend each week. If you know an incredible volunteer like Dave, go to DoGoodCC.org and nominate them to be recognized as the next Do Good in the Copper Country Volunteer of the Month.
Welcome back to segment two of Copper Country Today. You're on this Sunday morning. I'm Todd Van Dyke. Our program is brought to you by the Copper Shores Community Health Foundation. You can find out about them at coppershores.org. I do want to mention, of course, Meals on Wheels. The Copper Country Meals program is now associated with them. It's part of the Copper Shores Community Health Foundation. And there's a fundraiser for them coming up this Tuesday evening. It starts at 6 o'clock. It is a bingo fundraiser at the Bluffs. And it'll cost you $10 to get in. That'll get you a couple cards for each game, and they'll sell additional cards for each game for a dollar. And they'll have all the various popular bingo things on the schedule. They'll do blackouts and postage stamps and classics and things like that. They'll have some refreshments available. Sounds like it could be a lot of fun. If you're a bingo player, you might go and come away with more than you went in with. And it is a fundraiser for Copper Shores Meals on Wheels. So please, we've got details about that posted on our Q&Rreport.com. Community calendar. You might consider attending and supporting in that way. We've done a couple of shows as kids have gone back to school over the last several weeks. We've done a couple of shows about kids kindergarten through 12 going back to school and how families can support them and what they need to be aware of. I thought it would be a moment, be appropriate to take a moment to talk about the younger kids, ages 0 and 1 even through pre-kindergarten and such, and what we might be doing with them over the next year or so. If you've got little toddlers around the house, if you've got youngsters, this will be a program that will be of specific interest to you. Jennifer Baudette joins me. She's the early childhood supervisor for the Copper Country Intermediate School District. And we're going to talk, Jennifer, about preschool and how important preschool is to getting kids ready for regular school. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Preschool, first of all, start out by explaining to me the difference between preschool and a good daycare center.
Okay, sure. So, you know, in our three-county area, there's a lot of opportunities for children to be in center-based programs. And in our center-based programs, there's different curriculum that's followed.
What is a center-based program? Sorry to interrupt you, but let's make sure we know what that is.
So a center-based program is a place where children go that are in groups. And it's more of not a family's home where a daycare provider would be caring for children at home.
Okay, so it's a more structured environment. It's a more planned environment then for the kids, perhaps?
Yes, and okay. It's a place that's away from home. It looks more like a classroom when you walk in. And the agencies that run the programs follow all of the Michigan licensing rules and those essential things to keep kids safe.
At what point does a parent look to transition their child maybe from a daycare program if the child is an infant or just a toddler? When do they transition from daycare into a structured preschool?
Well, it's different for every child, you know, depending on the child's needs, the family's needs. But we really like to see kids at three. Between 3 and 4, there's a lot of offerings for 3-year-old preschool and then also our 4-year-old preschool and GSRP classrooms through the state of Michigan.
Now, I can hear some people saying, you know, maybe this is too early for kids to be. Maybe they should just play. Maybe they should just be able to relax and explore and learn things on their own until it's time to get them into kindergarten.
Well, in preschool, there's a lot of play. And the big idea in preschool is playing with other children their same age and really getting a routine and structure so that when kids arrive in kindergarten, they're ready to work and learn and make all of those transitions throughout the school day.
Has this become more important as families have become smaller kids have fewer siblings their age, perhaps, around the house, more important to get them out into groups where they play with other kids?
Absolutely. It's so important that, you know, kids have those that ability to make those relationships and be able to have those interactions with children in larger groups to help them to be ready for that big school environment.
Those social skills that they have to develop, learning how to share, learning how to be a little bit tolerant of somebody you don't like, and learning how to get along with somebody you do like, those things have to start very early, don't they?
They sure do. And just being able to have adults in the care settings and preschools that can help and be supportive for those peer interactions when kids are having tough times, where they can reason through with them and help that conflict to be resolved.
Because we know little kids, they don't always have great decision-making ability. I mean, this is part of what develops that over the long term. They're going to be petulant. They're going to have fits. They're going to get angry. They're going to have problems. You need to have them in a place where there is somebody who understands what they're going through and understands how to work them through it.
Absolutely. The staff in center-based programs and home environment daycares, they go through a lot of different trainings, and there's required trainings per year, which really help to support having the right skills and consistent skills across the settings to help kids learn.
I have learned over the last few years that, and we know so much more now about how the mind develops and about how there are opportunities, there are windows that open up where impressions can be made. And if you make those impressions at the right age, then the child is ready to grow off those things. Some of those windows open up a lot earlier than we had originally thought in terms of teaching children language skills, social skills, things of that nature. How early do you have to start doing that to make sure that the foundation is there for the child to start learning more advanced math later on?
Well, as soon as kids begin to start, you know, even when they're little toddlers, little babies, all of, you know, the literacy and singing and reading and playing really sets the stage as they begin to start talking themselves and moving around and playing with toys. They really take those foundational skills and just keep building and building so that they're able to take in new learning when the time comes.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a matter of laying the patterns, I guess, in the mind. You don't have to force feed them music, for example, at age four. But if you put them through a early childhood music program at age four, they do a better job learning music later on.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot about the mind we don't understand yet, but that's one of the things that we have learned. And it's one of the things that has really started to put an emphasis on preschool, because preschool years ago was basically just babysitting. And now it's a scientific structured approach to make sure that children are ready to move ahead.
Yes. And, you know, the curriculums that are used in preschool are research-based. They're tried and true. And, you know, they move through the day in a very consistent routine. And that consistency for children really enhances, you know, their opportunities to be able to take those skills and move them as they move on to kindergarten and above.
I suppose one of the other things that happens in preschool is that if there's a problem with your child, having trained people look at your child will help recognize that problem, whether it be a physical problem, maybe with vision or hearing, whether it be a learning disability or a learning challenge. And those problems, I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, I would assume that those are easiest addressed when diagnosed early.
Yes. And, you know, with my role at the ISD, I have really, you know, been in the position to help a lot of staff to be able to coach families and, you know, use the right screening tools that can help to identify if there's some things that when staff are looking at children's needs, they're saying, oh, you know, I think I need a tool to help me guide in this direction. So then, you know, how the process works is the teachers in the classroom kind of talk with the parents with their data. You know, we've done this in the classroom, and they look for more data from the parents, too. They know their child the best. They're the first teacher of their child. And then from there is, you know, they will do a referral to our intermediate school district staff, and I call parents and we talk about, you know, what the plan looks like. And with parents' consent, we have staff that come in and they will do an evaluation, you know, in the area of wherever the struggle may be, and just work through assessments and then report back with parents. And after that process is done, if the child demonstrates a need, then we work to create a plan to help support them.
How open are parents to this process? Because every parent wants to think their child is perfect. No parent wants to get that call saying, hey, I think we've identified a challenge that your child is facing. How open are parents when you contact them?
When I contact parents, you know, they really want to help their child. And the parents really are on board for doing what's needed to get their child that early intervention so that things can just start to come easier for them.
What kind of things do you typically see that need early intervention?
Speech. Usually a lot is just kind of some of the speech and language is slow to come with kids, and that can be, you know, for a variety of reasons.
People are surprised to learn that I underwent, in early elementary school, I underwent some speech therapy.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, it's something that was helpful to me. Obviously, I don't seem to have a problem with it now. I apparently did then. There was something about what I was saying they didn't like, and so I underwent a little bit of that. What else?
And, you know, sometimes it's just those skills like sorting and matching and color identification that, you know, we help with those just academic type skills. We also help with physical, you know, if kids are kind of slow to move, and if they're also working on some sensory needs or fine motor with using their fingers to maybe eat or draw, those types of things.
And it's important to get them caught up at an early age, because once they get into school itself, they pretty much have to have a full set of skills.
Yes, and you know, with the rigor of the curriculum that continues to grow for kids, it's so essential that they get those skills early so that as they keep building upon each other, they have those foundational skills to be ready to move forward.
Talking with Jennifer Baudette. She is the early childhood supervisor with the Copper Country Intermediate School District, and the topic is not child care in this case, but preschool, actually structured preschool. There are a variety of options, I would assume, for parents across the area. Is what we're talking about different from Head Start, or is that part of this continuum?
So Head Start is an absolutely huge role in our community, and a lot of our kids are in Head Start centers, 3 or 4 years old, and our ISD special education services come right into any type of Head Start, preschool, daycare to provide services, which is really a unique situation. And it's been happening, especially in Head Start, for over the past 25 years.
Head Start is a program that was government started, mm-hmm. and quasi-government run, I guess, at this point. BHK runs the Head Start programs here in our region. Who is eligible for Head Start, and how does one apply?
So Head Start has a number of different eligibility qualifiers, and, you know, always it's great to register with BHK, and the way to do that would be to go to bhkfirst.org, and there is an application right on there you can fill out, and then their staff contacts you and can talk through things and then kind of make a plan past there.
What other options exist in the community?
So in our area, there's Michigan Tech Preschool, which now is renamed to Woodmar Preschool, Woodmar Hill Preschool.
Yeah.
There's also Little Huskies, and then those are for 3 or 4 year olds. And then there's the Bridging Gap Daycare. They have preschool options. And then we kind of move into a lot of the GSRP classrooms, more for 4 year olds. And those are set in public schools. So it really gives kids that year where they're in preschool, but yet they're exposed to the whole elementary environment.
Is that what we commonly call pre-K or pre-kindergarten?
Yes.
Okay, and that's something that's open to every child in a school district.
So every how that system works is parents would register on myecc.org, which they can get to from the Copper ISD website. And in that area, there are different requirements that children must meet in order to be placed, because we're looking, you know, to serve kids who are going to be in kindergarten the following year and would absolutely benefit from preschool exposure. So then once that whole enrollment process is complete through the application, then each school that houses the programs determines who their students will be.
Yeah, my son had a October birthday. Mm-hmm. And you always, when you got that October birthday, do you start him this year or do you start him next year? And it happened that the school district that I lived in downstate when he was young, it was the first year they introduced their pre-K program. And we put him in it, and it was a wonderful experience for him. He benefited greatly, and I have been a big fan of pre-kindergarten, particularly for those kids who have that, the birthday they could start the young year, they could wait the next year. Put them in the pre-K program and give them a little bit more experience before they head into the classroom. That maturity level really means a lot, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You know, we have a lot of kids in our area that have birthdays between September and December, and it's the parent call, and they know their children the best, but there is truly a benefit to having those children get that extra time while they're young to learn those skills before that curriculum in kindergarten through, you know, elementary school starts.
Well, it puts them basically physically at the top of their class, mm-hmm. instead of physically at the bottom of their class. And particularly down in the kindergarten, first grade, second grade years, that can be a real significant, you know, 12 months of development is a lot of development for a kid at that age.
It sure is, especially in that area of social skills and just being with other kids and learning that independence to be making those transitions and taking care of daily needs all day long.
And it's important to emphasize that it's not just a child's intelligence level that makes them ready for kindergarten. It's the fine motor skills, the gross motor skills, the socialization skills. There's a whole rainbow of things that have to be assessed.
Yes. And, you know, we see a lot of kids who really benefit when that extra gift of time is given.
Absolutely. How does one go about choosing a preschool? I mean, if you're eligible for Head Start, you can look for that. If you're looking at some of the other options, the co-ops in the area or the private ones in the area, what criteria would I as a parent want to look for to make sure it's a good fit for my child?
Well, a lot of parents, you know, they will call centers and they will ask for more information, sometimes take a tour before deciding on if they'd like to apply. Parents that are working, you know, might gravitate more to longer care hours where they can have, you know, a little more flexibility in their pickup and drop-off schedules, because that can play
so
into
there
it.
Are some, there are some that will do like a 7 in the morning to 6 at night thing, as opposed to some who might do just 8 to 4?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, the school-based centers really follow that school routine. So it's, you know, 8 to 3:30.
What is the cost that's involved in this? Obviously, for Head Start, no cost. Mm-hmm. But for some of the private preschools and the co-ops, is there some commitment that parents have to make, either in terms of finances or donated time or both?
Yes. Depending on the center, there are some that, you know, are parent pay. There are some options where the state offers reimbursements through DHHS for parents if they're working, if they fit into that eligibility. And there's also some scholarship availability too, depending, pretty center dependent at this point.
This all sounds remarkably confusing for something that has to deal with a child who is obviously understanding absolutely none of this. Mm-hmm. For mom and dad who may be a little bit overwhelmed with dealing with a child or two and the responsibilities that come with that. Is there someplace you mentioned the Copper Country Intermediate School District website? Do you have resources there that moms and dads can go to and take a look at that and say, okay, this will help me get started?
Yes, there are, right on our website, there's a couple different resources that show all of the programming choices where you could have the contact information. And another great site is Great Start to Quality. And that website is managed through the state of Michigan, and centers that are licensed through all of the criteria to keep kids safe are on that website, and you can choose, you can plug in a zip code and choose, and it'll pop up all of the centers that are in the area, and it kind of can give pictures, it tells about it, tells who the providers are, if they're home-based programs, so that can guide parents in beginning to make those choices.
Keeping kids safe, that's something that does come up occasionally. We've heard horror stories over the years about this daycare, that daycare, and problems. They are fortunately extraordinarily isolated, but how can mom and dad be sure that they're leaving their child in a safe environment?
Well, the best thing is to ask the center or the provider, depending on, you know, if you're choosing a center-based program for your kids out of your home, out of the home, or home-based with an adult who is doing daycare out of their home, for their credentials. You know, ask for the training they've done. Ask for their background checks. All of those things must be completed in order to keep children in their care.
So we want to make sure all those kids stay safe and are happy. Mm-hmm. What do we know about the long-term benefits of this? Have there been studies done comparing kids who have been through preschool and those who have not been through preschool as to how they're doing by the time they get to fifth or sixth grade?
Well, there are many different research studies that are done just all over the U.S., and a lot of the information really shows that children who have been in preschool programs, they establish that independence a little bit earlier and are able to make those transitions, interact with children, solve problems, and, you know, have that foundation so that as they keep getting older, things just kind of fall into place. They're not learning new skills.
So there's a long-term benefit for this. This is not just a convenient place to store the kids for the day while mom and dad are at work. Mm-hmm. There's a legitimate long-term benefit to this that their children will realize. Mm-hmm. What role does the Copper Country Intermediate School District play in this? I mean, when I think of intermediate school districts in Michigan, I think of K through 12. What role do you play in pre-K then?
So in the preschool, the Great Start Readiness Program is a state initiative to help fund preschools. So the CCISD is the housing of those GSRP classrooms. They kind of do the background work to make sure that the classrooms that are in local schools can, you know, accept children, follow all of the requirements that are needed in order to accept those state funds to conduct the preschools.
So you're kind of supporting and working with them the same way you do with the regular school districts.
Yes.
In that regard. We did a program recently about the shortage of daycare in the Copper Country. It's a rather acute shortage of daycare in the Copper Country. Are there opportunities? Is there room in our area preschools, or do we have a similar shortage there?
In our area right now, there are openings. Some are more income specific, but yet there is room for others that in specific sites. So it's kind of area specific at this point in preschool programs. However, you know, in different center-based preschool daycares, there is some availability there too.
And I assume that the pre-Ks that are offered by the school districts, they probably have availabilities for kids in their district on a pretty regular basis.
Well, with the GSRP, the preschools that are housed in some of the local buildings, they can take children from any area.
Okay, so I don't have to go to the one in my district if that's not available or if that's not convenient. I can go to the next district. School of choice works for pre-K, I guess, as well as everybody else.
So. Yes, correct.
Right. So now if people want to find out more, Jennifer Beaudet, about the preschools available in the area. You mentioned the website, but let's go through that again before we wrap things up here. Where do they go to find out this information?
So there's two places that parents can go. They can go to the Copper ISD website, and there's resources there that kind of give contact information for programs. And then the Great Start to Quality website is also a very useful tool because you can punch in your zip code and then it will bring up sites within your area that have center-based care.
So it's good for your kids and your kids will have fun there anyway.
Absolutely.
So why not do it? Jennifer Beaudet from the Copper Country Intermediate School District, thank you for your thoughts on preschool this morning.